What's all these new container ships? Because you're right around Vietnam was when that started to catch on, government contracts and all that.
Yeah.
Did that kind of take something away from, you know, I don't know, the romanticism of these older ships that you know, the old rust buckets you had to do all this manual work on?
Yeah. I think so anyways. I mean, rust buckets, I worked out like tankers my whole life. Yeah. I worked for Exxon, and it was Exxon Shipping, and it was Sea River, and I retired from Sea River. So I was on tankers, but I always wanted to sail freighters, but the job wasn't there at the time, and if I hadn't gotten the Exxon job, I would have gone to the Union and to sail on freighters. And a bunch of my friends did, American Export, Likes. But, those ships were, that's what ships were supposed to be, you know. Yeah. They were great looks. Shipbuilding got cheaper, steel plates were straight, you know, no curves. And I think that really did kind of kill it. Plus the turnaround times were what got you. Even on tankers, they used to come into port. I know stories before, you know, they'd go into Aruba, and all the crew would disappear. Anybody that was on watch, they got it for the whole port stay, because everybody else went ashore and party, and then they come back at the end.
Right.
But when I started, you were in port for a good day and a half, and it was pretty leisurely. There were four mates on the ship, chief mates did day work, and there was a large crew, too. There was probably 35 people on the ship. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that changed too, is the number of people. As it got, and with these ships, they were talking yesterday, one of the cadets was asking somebody about, I guess, Captain Bauman, about how long it took to unload these things, to load them, you know, it was a week or a couple weeks. And now the container ships are in and out of port in a few hours.
Yeah.
So that's killed it, you know, you can't get ashore, and now with 9/11 and the passport situation and all that, that's another issue. Mm-hmm. And where they build the container ports, they're way outside the cities, you got to pay cab fare. Drug and alcohol testing now, of course, there's no drinking, and all that stuff's going on. It's kind of really changed the whole industry.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the people that live and work it, the number of crew, I think, is a big factor, too. You know, the ship I was on, she was built with it was a two-house tanker, and it was built for a crew of almost 40 people.
Mm.
And it was a very simple ship. You know, it just had the pumps, the pipelines, and there you are, and the tanks. And when I got off it, we had a crew of close to 20, and they had added on inert gas systems, you know, crude oil wash systems, all these alarm systems, vapor balancing systems, and all these things are supposed to be maintained by, you know, a reduced crew of half the size. Plus try to keep the ship good. And the shipping companies aren't, you know, they're not owned by people or families anymore. They're owned by conglomerates or corporate owners. They don't take pride in their ships the way they look, and that's all changed.
Mm-hmm.
So not for the better, I don't think. But.
Mm.